Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has embarked on path of self-reliance for its energy needs, reducing dependence on foreign fuels. GST rates on 99% of goods brought down from 12 to 5% since introduction of next-gen reform, says Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Qatar to host emergency Arab-Islamic summit to discuss situation following Israeli attack on Doha targeting Hamas. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern states and Maharashtra in next 3 days. In World Boxing Championships, Meenakshi Hooda clinches second gold for India after Jasmine Lamboria. Prime Minister congratulates the two pugilists. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan loses early wickets against India in a Group A match underway in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is on the mission of becoming Atmanirbhar in energy sector and is reducing dependence on foreign fuels. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Assam bioethanol plant and laid the foundation stone for polypropylene plant at Numaligarh Refinery Limited at Golaghat in Assam today.
बांस से bioethanol बनाने वाले आधुनिक प्लांट का उद्घाटन किया गया है। ये असम के लिए बहुत गर्व की बात है। इथेनॉल प्लांट के लोकार्पण के साथ ही आज यहाँ पॉलीप्रोपिलीन प्लांट का शिलान्यास भी हुआ है। ये प्लांट असम में उद्योगों को बल देंगे, असम के विकास को गति देंगे, किसानों, नौजवानों, सभी के लिए नए अवसर बनाएंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said India will harness its deep water energy resources and strengthen energy self-reliance, and this bioethanol plant is one step towards the goal. He said India is amongst the top 5 nations in solar energy.
Green energy ke mamle mein, harit urja ke utpadan mein, Bharat tezi se kadam utha raha hai. Ek dashak pehle Bharat solar power ke mamle mein bahut piche tha, lekin aaj सोलर पावर के मामले में भारत दुनिया के टॉप 5 देशों में आ गया।
During his 2-day-long Assam visit, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of several development projects worth 18,000 crore rupees. On the second day today, he laid foundation stones of Darang Medical College, Nursing College and GNM School in Darang District. The Prime Minister also virtually launched the construction of a new bridge over the Brahmaputra River connecting Guwahati's Narangi and Darang's Kurua and the Guwahati Ring Road project from the same venue. The Prime Minister has since arrived in Kolkata where tomorrow he will inaugurate the 16th Combined Commanders Conference at the Eastern Command Headquarters of the Indian Army. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST has been reduced from 12 to 5% for a majority of 99% of goods since the introduction of next-generation reforms. Speaking at a joint conclave of Trade and Industries Association at Chennai today, Ms. Sitharaman said 28% GST has been reduced to 18%. The finance minister said 8 years ago, when the tax was introduced, a total of 65 lakh companies had paid GST. Today, it has increased to 1.5 crore. She said that the tax system has led to one nation and one tax. The finance minister said Prime Minister Modi had encouraged her ministry to come up with a special package on GST, and the next-gen GST was introduced after much consultations with different stakeholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision on the next generation of GST reforms was materialized in the beginning of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Every day we'll bring you information on different sectors which have benefited from the next-gen GST reforms. Today, we take a look at reforms for the health sector.
Under the next-generation GST reforms, the government has eased the burden on the common man by announcing major tax cuts in the healthcare sector. Spectacles and lenses, which were earlier taxed at 12%, are now slashed to 5%. This step is set to reduce expenses for the population dependent on lenses and spectacles. Lower GST makes vision correction affordable for many people, especially students, the elderly and low-income households. Talking to Akashvani, resident of Lucknow, Pankaj Jharia says these reforms will ease the burden of people across the country as a large number of people require to wear spectacles for proper vision.
भारत में करीबन 50-60% लोग मैं समझता हूं चश्मे लगाते हैं इससे जो है पूरी भारत को फायदा मिलने वाला है इसलिए जीएसटी चश्मों पे कम होने से बहुत ही अच्छा लग रहा है यह पूरे भारत के लोगों के लिए बहुत ही फायदे की चीज है मैं इसके लिए सरकार को धन्यवाद देता हूं
The landmark GST reforms are expected to strengthen the nation's healthcare system by making medical services more affordable for the people. With Rohan and Samarth Singh's report, Prashant Kumar Sinha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India will become a nation of $30 trillion economy by 2047. Mr. Goyal said this during an interactive session at the annual conclave of a private media organization in New Delhi today. Stressing on inflation being under control under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, the minister said cost controlling was the government's priority when it came to power in 2014. Mr. Goyal said that the RBI was mandated to continuously monitor India's fiscal and monetary policy. The minister also highlighted government's effort to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs.
MSMEs are the backbone of India's economy and we are all very conscious of the very important role that MSMEs play. We have been continuously coming up with various programs to support MSMEs. We have come up with ideas given the very changing international dynamics around which we are focused on trying to see how we can support MSMEs overcome the challenges.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Defence Procurement Manual, DPM 2025, to expedite revenue procurement for the services, enable the domestic industry through simplified processes, promote innovation and support enterprise. The Defence Minister said the revised document will cater to the emerging requirements of the armed forces in the era of modern warfare. It will foster jointness among the three services and help in maintaining the highest level of military preparedness through expeditious decision-making. Leaders of Arab Islamic countries are meeting in Doha tomorrow to rally support for Qatar in the wake of last week's Israeli attack targeting the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gulf state. The emergency summit, bringing together members of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, began with a meeting of foreign ministers today to discuss a draft resolution for tomorrow's summit. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansar said Monday's summit meeting would consider a resolution on the Israeli attack on Qatar. The attack, which Hamas says killed five of its members but not its leadership, has prompted US-allied Gulf Arab states to close ranks, adding to strains in ties between the UAE and Israel. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sudani will be attending the summit. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be in Doha, but his presence at the meeting is yet to be confirmed. And back home, an earthquake measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of northeast India today. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, the tremor was recorded at 4:41 p.m. with its epicenter at Udalguri district at a shallow depth of 5 kilometers. In Guwahati, many residents rushed out of their homes in panic. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal and Bangladesh. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain for the next 3 days over northeastern states and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand tomorrow. In Chhattisgarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Nagaland, North Interior Karnataka, Telangana and Vidarbha, heavy rainfall is predicted for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the southwest monsoon has withdrawn from some parts of Rajasthan today and conditions are favorable for some parts of Punjab and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated India's largest and most modern sports complex at Naranpura, Ahmedabad today. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Shah reaffirmed the Modi government's commitment to making India a top sporting nation by 2047. He stated that the new complex is the country's largest and the world's most advanced, expressing confidence that Ahmedabad will soon become Asia's sports capital and a prime venue for the Commonwealth Games. Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel also attended the event. In the World Boxing Championships, Meenakshi Hooda defeated Nazim Kezebeh to claim the gold medal in the women's 48kg category. In Liverpool, in England, Meenakshi won India's second gold after Jasmine Lamboria, who won the gold in 57kg category yesterday. With the victory, Jasmine and Meenakshi join an illustrious list of Indian world champions featuring six-time winner Mary Kom, two-time champion Nikhat Zareen, Sarita Devi, Jenny Arel, Lekha Casey, Neetu Gangas, Lovlina Borgoin, and Savithi Bura. In the championship held at Liverpool in England, India ended with four medals, the best ever in an overseas edition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Jasmine Lamboria and Meenakshi Hooda for clinching gold medals at the World Boxing Championships. The Prime Minister said their performances will inspire countless athletes in the times to come, and their success and determination are truly motivating for Indian athletes. In the Asia Cup cricket in Dubai, Hardik Pandya and Jasprit Bumrah struck early for India to leave Pakistan stunned in their group match. It was a perfect start for India as Hardik dismissed Saim Ayub for a duck in the very first over. Jasprit Bumrah took the wicket of Mohammad Harris in the second over. Pakistan were 65 for 6 in 13 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Pakistan captain Salman Ali Aga won the toss and opted to bat. Sarvesh Kushare has become the first Indian high jumper to reach the finals at the World Athletic Championships. In Tokyo today, he cleared the mark of 2.25 meters to finish in the top 12 of the men's high jump qualification round. This is his maiden entry in the final. Meanwhile, Melissa Jefferson Wooden of the US and Oblique Seville of Jamaica claimed gold in the record-breaking fashion in two unforgettable 100 meters finals. Melissa stormed to victory in the women's race, clocking 10.61 seconds, the fastest time ever recorded at a world championship and the fourth fastest in history. In men's 100-meter finals, Sevilla delivered a stunning performance, winning gold in a personal best of 9.77 seconds. It's Jamaica's first world title in the event since Usain Bolt's triumph at the 2016 Rio Olympics. In the Women's Hockey Asia Cup Championship, India finished as runners-up after a 1-4 defeat to China in the final at Hangzhou. With this win, China gets a direct qualification for the 2026 FIH Women's Hockey World Cup to be held in Belgium and the Netherlands. India, however, will have to go through the qualifiers. And in badminton, Indian ace Lakshya Sen went down to Chinese shuttler Li Shifeng in the final of the men's singles event in the Hong Kong Open today, as China completed a clean sweep of all the events in the tournament. Earlier in the day, the Indian badminton duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lost to Chinese pair of Liang Weiqing and Wang Chang in the men's doubles event. And in our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on the risks and remedies of mosquito-borne disease with Dr. Tanu Jain, Director, National Center for the Vector-Borne Diseases Control, and Dr. Suprakash Mandal, Assistant Professor, Department of Community Medicine, Government Institute of Medical Sciences, Greater Noida. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has embarked on path of self-reliance for its energy needs, reducing dependence on foreign fuels. GST rates on 99% of goods brought down from 12 to 5% since introduction of next-gen reform, says Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Qatar to host emergency Arab Islamic summit to discuss situation following Israeli attack on Doha targeting Hamas. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern states and Maharashtra in next 3 days. In World Boxing Championships, Meenakshi Hooda clinches second gold for India after Jasmine Lamboria. Prime Minister congratulates the two pugilists. And in Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan loses early wickets against India in a Group A match underway in Dubai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.